Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, everyone. We've got it's the last day before Christmas, before Hanukkah, and this is my 20th consecutive live Christmas show. Most of them have been Christmas Day shows because they were Monday through Friday. So welcome back, and this is the day we do a little bit of business, mostly just talk about the things that motivate us during this season. And our good friend Ruth King is here. Ruth is a longtime Brain Trust member. She's one of the people who helps us become more profitable so we can sustain our businesses. She's the author of The Courage to Be Profitable, which is a book you must have if you want to make things easier for yourself. And she's our good friend Ruth King. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be back, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too, and ProfitabilityRevolution.com.
Yep, we got it.
that's the video. That's the video, her video world, folks. You got to check that out. So, all right, let's do a little business. Talk to us about, what is it you say, a marketing unbudget?
An unmarketing budget.
Unmarketing budget, that thing, yeah.
So, basically what an unmarketing budget is you don't budget dollars, you budget spend. Huh. So, what I mean by that is, if, you know, when most people budget marketing, what they do is they say, okay, we're going to spend X number of dollars this year, and we're going to do A, and we're going to do maybe direct mail and TV and radio and newspaper, whatever. And they spend a certain amount of dollars, not looking at it from a bottom line perspective. And you know me in bottom lines, right?
You're Miss Bottom Line.
Yeah. So instead of doing that, why don't you do a test? And then say, okay, this is the results of this test. If I know that I spend, let's say, $1,000, and I generate $2,000 in revenue, but more importantly, well, let's say $20,000 in revenue, and more importantly, $2,000 in profit, for spending $1,000 and I get $2,000 in profit, why wouldn't you do that all the time?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if your marketing budget is, you know, $1,000 or $5,000, and you can generate 10, why don't you just keep doing that and not have a marketing budget?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean by an unmarketing budget.
Yeah, I used to know people back in the day when we were first doing ad buys online who made a lot of money when we could buy an ad. It wasn't all that expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive now.
It's expensive now. But back in those days, you know, I knew some guys who had six-figure monthly ad buy budget.
Sure, because they made
But they were doing seven. They were doing three times that in sales.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because most people don't think of it that way. They think, okay,
you could buy an ad for a nickel, though.
Yeah.
Or a keyword for a nickel or something, whatever.
Yeah. Was doing well, you still can day. Some of them, but not the good ones.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, you could buy the big ones for a nickel. But anyway... So, all right, so go review that again for us.
Okay, so instead of putting together a marketing budget, put together a test spend budget. Let's say we're going to test this particular direct mail piece, and we're going to spend $1,000 on it.
Or a LinkedIn ad.
Or a LinkedIn ad, or Google AdWords, or, you know, whatever. And we're going to spend $1,000 on it, and let's see what happens. So if you spend $1,000 and get $500, you stop doing that because it's obviously not working.
Mm-hmm.
But if you spend $1,000 and you get $20,000 in revenue, then you're in a pretty, you know, that's step one. You know that you can generate revenue. The question is, can you generate profitable revenue? So if your $20,000 nets you $2,000, let's say a 10% net, $2,000 in profit. Remember, you know, you and I both say it doesn't matter what you generate, it's what you keep.
Right, exactly.
So if your $1,000 spend generates you $2,000 in profit, You just keep doing that all the time and forget about a budget.
Do you allocate overhead to that $20,000?
Yes, absolutely.
You allocate
absolutely
to that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have to, folks. It's not just the tooth. And by the way, if after allocating you make 10% net profit, can I come and watch what you do that online?
Actually, I have a few clients.
I know, I know, but a lot of people are saying, "I want to know who does that."
Yeah, I have many of my clients actually do more.
The wholesalers and the grocery store folks are saying, "How do they do that?"
Yeah, well, they got a very different thing.
Ruth, I need your website, please.
It's www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
We'll come back. We're not going to talk business.
Let's have fun.
We're going to talk about the holidays and getting along and love and understanding and tolerance and intellectual honesty, those kinds of things. You know, folks, we need to do this more often than just one day a year, don't we?
Yeah, it would be fun.
We need to have more of these. 20 Till, right back with Ruth King. She's very special. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.